depreciation of the cedi and return to carry on with their illegal business. He said the Guineans are arriving in large numbers in the community, and some have put up camps and use modern electronic machines such as GPS to detect gold. He said the Guineans are coming through illegal routes and using motorcycles that have no registration numbers. He said some are operating in the game reserve, endangering the habitats of the animals and filtering sources of the black water that flows into the Bui Dam. Others have also pitched camps deep in the bush and are carrying out gold exploration. Mr. Banya appealed to the health authorities to consider putting stringent measures in place to screen all illegal miners, especially the Guineans, and also take steps to stop them from invading the illegal mining sites in the district. When contacted, the district chief executive for Bole, James Jaga, said the district security committee since last year had referred 106 Guineans who were engaged in illegal mining activities to the regional authorities. He said 24 Guineans have been arrested this year and referred to the regional authorities for screening and possible prosecution.
And you have that news desk report. Ashanti region has recorded 30 confirmed cases of cholera with one death since the beginning of last month. These were among about 80 reported cases of the epidemic across the region. The Deputy Ashanti Regional Director in charge of public health, Dr. Joseph Udru, who disclosed this in Kumasi, said only three of the patients are still on admission, with all the others successfully treated and discharged. On Ebola preparedness, the Deputy Regional Director of Health said each public hospital in the region has set up an isolation center to temporarily keep and manage suspected carriers of the virus, while a regional holding center for the handling of victims is underway. Dr. Drew said, however, that supply of personal protective equipment for health personnel who will be in charge of any Ebola case is not enough, but was quick to add that more are expected very soon. 49 suspected cholera cases have been reported in the Sekendi Takoradi municipality, with 12 of them confirmed since the outbreak of the disease in the country. No deaths have so far been recorded. The Metropolitan Health Promotion Officer, Kojo Asantiafari, made this known at the launch of a sensitization program on cholera and Ebola organized by Western Care Initiative, a hygienic and sanitation promotion NGO at Kwesimintin Zongo in Takoradi. George Grant Yangson and Sam Arthur have sent this report.
The sensitization program on cholera and Ebola was organized by Western Care Initiative following the outbreak of cholera in many parts of the country and the need to guard against an outbreak of the deadly Ebola disease in Ghana. In his presentation, the Sekendi Takoradi Metropolitan Health Promotion Officer, Kwajo Asantiafari, said the first two index cases of cholera in the metropolis were admitted at the Kwesimintim Government Hospital. Both victims, he said, contracted the disease in Accra. Said the 49 cases, of which 12 have been confirmed, were recorded in such areas as Kwesimintim, Efikuma, Adiemra, Lagos Town, and Ngirisia. 5 of the confirmed cases were from Accra. Mr. Santiafari explained that 4 other patients who contracted the disease in the Sekendi Takoradi metropolis were treated at the St. Benedict Hospital at Sama, the Sama district, and at Aguna Kwanta Clinic in the Ahanta West district. They were therefore not captured the metropolis data, as it would have amounted to double counting. Sir Santia Fari indicated that the Sekendi Takoradi Metropolitan Health Directorate has stepped up its sensitization and education program on the disease as part of measures to deal with the situation and encourage the public to reciprocate the gesture by observing good environmental and personal hygiene, such as the proper disposal of refuse, washing of one's hands with soap under running water before and after meals, and eating one's food quite hot. Mr. Santiafari advised those who experience frequent stools and vomiting to report to their nearest medical facility for diagnosis and treatment. On Ebola, he said although the disease has so far not been recorded in the country, it behoves the people to take a cue from the devastating effect it is having on some countries in the West African sub-region and take the necessary precautionary measures. The project coordinator of Western Care Initiative, Li Fifi Boysen, announced that the NGO is embarking on a 5-month house-to-house campaign ending January 2015 on the cholera and Ebola disease. The director of the NGO, Tina Da Costa, said the high rate of deaths from Ebola in countries like Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea to put Ghana on the red alert, adding that it is only a positive response from the public that will ensure the success of the campaign. From Takoradi, George Grant Nyangsen and Sammy Asa reporting for Radio Ghana.
And the Bronkahafo region has recorded 31 cases of cholera with one death so far. The affected districts include Techiman North, Nkuranza South, Wenchi, Atebu, Sene, Esitivi South and Sinyang. The Deputy Regional Director in Charge of Public Health, Dr. Kofi Issa, disclosed this at the Regional Epidemic Management Committee meeting held in Sinyang. He said the mode of transmission is mainly through contaminated water, food, fruits and vegetables. He therefore advised the public, especially bachelors, to be wary of the environment within which they buy food to eat. We bring you more.
Dr. Kofi Issa reiterated the need for people to wash their hands with soap and water whenever they visit the lavatory before eating and cooking. Turning to Ebola, Dr. Issa said 7 suspected cases of Ebola viral disease in the Bronkahafo region and blood samples tested have proved negative. 4 of the cases were recorded in the Tain district and 1 each in Dorma Central Municipal, Tano South and German South districts. He noted that as special institutions are about to resume academic work, the Ghana Health Service has set up surveillance systems in the 3 tertiary institutions in the region. These include educating some staff of the institutions on the signs and symptoms of Ebola and measures to be taken when they notice a suspected case. The schools are the Catholic University College of Ghana, Sunyani Polytechnic, and the University of Energy and Natural Resources. He said an Ebola response team has been constituted and are awaiting training by the WHO team, adding that 7 centers for Ebola have also been set up at some hospitals across the region. They are situated in Sampa, Dorma, Techiman, Gosu, Yeji, Nkoko, and the regional hospital. He called for increased education on the Ebola disease, as the WHO reports it could take 9 months for the disease to be contained. The Deputy Regional Coordinator in charge of training at NADMU, Joanna Mensah, reported to the committee that her outfit in collaboration with the Ghana Immigration Service has been to the border towns to put in place plans on how best unapproved routes can be monitored and also liaise with zonal coordinators in the border towns for identification of foreigners from neighboring countries. The Regional Epidemic Management Committee is made up of representatives from the Ghana Health Service, the Ghana Education Service, security agencies NADMU and the media.
And that was a report on the Regional Epidemic Management Committee meeting held in Sinyanye in Bronkahafo. The AMA bylaw on sanitation, hygiene and sale of food along streets and joints appeared just to be on paper. Over the years, the law seems not to be enforced until health authorities and NGOs called for action in the wake of the cholera outbreak in the capital and parts of the country. Radio Ghana hits some suburbs of Accra to find out from food vendors their knowledge of the bylaw. Joyce Deji reports.
The preparation, packaging and sale of food along streets is controlled by bylaws, licensing and regular inspections by city authorities and agencies. This is to ensure food safety to consumers. In the case of Accra, the AMA has a bylaw in its books regarding sanitation for decades, but the authorities seems to be waking up from their slumber after calls by health authorities and civil society organizations to enforce the bylaw on sanitation. In suburbs like Mamobi, Newtown and Nema, food vendors who spoke to Radio Ghana were not aware of the directive of the Metropolitan Health Directorate on enforcing the sanitation law and even the existence of such a bylaw.
Sometimes
they
don't matter. No.
And what do you think is behind this?
But that one is good. Because some diseases that are coming nowadays, you can't see, so they are going around to do this. It's better to for them to do this.
At Odona, some food vendors who spoke with Radio Ghana were equally ignorant of the bylaw. Some customers who patronize street food claim they look at the environment that the food is sold. What is of consideration to them is the price. Others, however, said they have no alternative since they leave their homes as early as 4 a.m. AMA should rather step up its education on the sanitation bylaw and not hastily enforcing the law as a result of public outcry.
And that was Joyce Deche reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: universities roll out Ebola preparedness plan as they reopen for academic work. Residents of Tinga in Bole district raise fears over Ebola following influx of Guineans into district for Galamsey. Food vendors in Accra, ignorance of AMA bylaws on sanitation as assembly moves to enforce them. Cholera cases surge in Ashanti and Bonoafu. And Ukrainian president optimistic of ceasefire deal with pro-Russian rebels today as EU prepares to tighten sanctions on Russia. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. The National Service Secretariat has been inundated with complaints over postings by service personnel, the most common being the region in which they have been posted to. Our correspondents Brighton Trauma and Mesidako report that most of the service personnel want their postings to be changed, citing the issue of accommodation.
The National Service Secretariat this week released the postings of this year's service personnel to undertake service duties across the country. Greater Accra is said to have the largest in regional postings, followed by the Ashanti region. After the postings, most personnel who are based in Accra but have been posted outside the region want their posting to be changed. They cite lack of accommodation as a contributory factor. Some also complain about the non-existence of place of posting.
I'm here because I'm here for the enrollment. I'm here to do it. What happened was I was supposed to do it last 2 years, but then I couldn't for one or two reasons. So this time I came, but then I was told to go to my school the other day for the new index number that I can enroll. But let me be very honest, the reception here isn't even the best.
Actually, the way they tested me, I don't feel like so I need to know if they would change it for me. I'm asked to go back to my posting place and just take a letter back to you. I was posted to Agri JSS in Tema, but actually I'm in Takari. So I just came back. I'll be leaving Takari tomorrow. So I need to know if they will help me in changing mine.
I have a challenge where I've been posted. It's not that I don't want to go there to teach, but I'm a family man, so I need to be around my family. And secondly, I've done a service before, but it was not recorded. And so I feel like if I should do it again, I should do it close to my family. I'm hanging on for now. I think that something can be done about it. It's just a process. So I need to see the right person and follow up the procedure.
I work in a private company in Accra here. I want to get to Upper East. But on the form, on the enrollment form, you are asked to indicate your current place of work. And that is exactly what I did. But unfortunately, that was what actually came out on my form. So it means that the company does not exist in Upper East. But because I indicated my place of work current, I'm posted to that place. Meanwhile, it does not exist over there.
But the Director of Public Affairs at the Secretariat, Ambrose Enchua, their complaints are unfounded. He said national service as a service to the nation will cost a little sacrifice. He hinted that those with genuine complaints will have their posting solved. Mr. Enchua said changing posting because of mere complaint would defeat the purpose of national service.
As a human institution, we have our ups and downs, we have our faults here and there. But we strive to make things a bit more comfortable for the service person. So they will always use accommodation as an excuse. We will always understand. Ours is to encourage them to use the available channels to ensure that they settle down and do their national service. If everybody wants to get the best in quotes of the kind of accommodation they aspire to get, then seriously, nobody may even be able to do national service at all. But it's a call to national duty. to give one's self serve Mother Ghana, possibly even outside your home region, so you can help those who are the other side of Ghana who are in need of your services.
And that was Bright in Trauma and Mercy Darko's report. Reconstruction work is progressing steadily on the Ashaman Road project. The deplorable nature of the road has been the cause of agitation by residents in recent months. In recent times, four contractors assigned to the job have abandoned it due to the mushy nature of parts of the road and scope of work. Conducting newsmen around the project, the managing director of the constructional firm currently undertaking the job, Kofi Joe, said he hopes to complete work in 12 months earlier than the 12-month stipulated period. To meet the target, they are working 24 hours daily. The 6-kilometer stretch of road will cost 33.5 million cedis. Parts of the road have been excavated and are being filled with boulders. Mr. Joe denied allegations that the project is being executed by engineers and planners. He explained that the nature of work demands specialized trucks, which he has hired from engineers and planners. David Beniako is a spokesman of the contracting firm.
We started this project a couple of weeks now. Basically, the default contract is supposed to be 24 months, but we intend to do it in 12 months. So we are actually doing 24-hour shifts. The intent is to finish it off efficiently. We just want to do quality work. What we got to realize is it's about time that the local companies start giving us the quality work. We do appreciate the confidence in what the government is doing now. He's giving the local contractors the confidence to go out there and do something for our nation. Every single project is different. You need different caliber of equipment and tools to work. The project is quite huge, so the plan is to source from other local indigenous companies the equipment. Example is the Volvo articulated truck. You can see the amount of rocks coming over because this place is quite much. You need to source specialist equipment from local indigenous companies to help out. That's the intent.
And that was the spokesman of the contractors on the Ashaiman Road project, David Beniako, explaining the nature of the contracts. And in international news, Western countries are preparing to tighten sanctions on Russia over its action in eastern Ukraine. US and British officials say the targets would include Russia's defense industry, state-owned banks, and associates of President Vladimir Putin. Peace talks involving Ukraine, Russia, and pro-Russian rebels are due to start today in Belarus. To end the news, the main points again. Universities in the country have given the assurance that they have established screening and isolation centers and printed flyers on the Ebola disease. They therefore encourage students to come to school as the universities are safe and ready for academic work. Meanwhile, residents of Tinga in the Bole district have raised fears over Ebola as Guineans flock the district for Galamse. Food vendors in Accra say they are unaware of the AMA bylaws on sanitation. They express their concerns as the assembly moves to enforce the bylaw on sanitation, which prohibits the selling of food along streets in the wake of the cholera outbreak. And Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has expressed optimism that a deal could be struck with Russia to end fighting in the east of his country. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.